This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1062, How the Wrong Grammar Raises Your IELTS Score.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Can you use the present simple to talk about the past? Is it a grammar mistake that lowers your score, or is it native and natural? Learn today how nerdy grammar rules affect your IELTS speaking scores. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others, and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Aubrey, happy Monday. How are you today?
Excellent. Mondays aren't quite as wonderful in the summer because my kids aren't off to school and I have lots of hours to work uninterrupted, but still fun. It's still fun.
I know. Time is different in the summer if you are a yes. parent or a child. You know, I have friends who chose not to have children, and their lives are completely different, right? Like, we definitely have distinct phases according to the season. And it's funny because our obligations as adults don't change. Like, we still have to work, yet... The whole context changes because our kids are not in school. So, yeah. Anyway, happy Monday. Let's move on and talk about IELTS. Guys, we have some very cool grammar advice for you today.
Yes, I really love grammar episodes, and this is one of my favorite things about the Three Keys Facebook group, is students will ask very intelligent and interesting questions about grammar as they're learning English and preparing for the IELTS exam, and I'm kind of a grammar nerd. I know you are as well, and
totally.
I can't get that grammar outlet anywhere else in my life. I'm very careful to not correct anyone's grammar in day-to-day life, so it's fun that on the Three Keys Facebook page, I get to answer these questions and talk about grammar with students. Is that so nerdy?
Yes, and yes, I love it.
Yes.
I love nerds. I love dorks. These are my people, Aubrey. You are my people. Okay, let's get into this, guys. So we are answering some questions from students. And it's funny because we have two totally different students. One is a Three Keys student. The other is just a fan of the podcast. But they're asking very similar questions. So we're going to tell you guys the questions first, and then we will tell you our answer. So, Aubrey, do you want to read that first question, please?
Yes. So the student said, I have a grammar question. I've been reading transcripts from the How to Save a Planet podcast, which sounds amazing, by the
sounds
way. I want
cool.
to check it out. When I came across this sentence, it starts back before we even knew who would be president. So my question is, why is the verb start conjugated in present simple? Because when I saw it back before, I automatically thought it should be in the past. Mm. Could you please shed some light on that? And what's the rule? What a great question. I love it.
That's an awesome question. That's an awesome question. So let's tackle this first, and then we'll ask the next question. And guys, you can see, once you understand the rules here, you can see if you can answer the next question yourself. So here is the answer, guys. We could use past simple, and it would still be correct. We could say
right. It
started back before we even knew who would be president. So the reason why the speaker on the podcast chose to use present simple is because, one, they are speaking, they are telling a story to an audience, and They chose this usage. It's called the historical present, guys. It's when we use present simple to describe the past. We use it in stories, especially to introduce stories, because it gets our audience more interested in what we're saying. So that's why, as an IELTS student, guys, this is a great thing to use on speaking part two. So think about it, guys. If I am telling a story and I'm like, well, first I went to the store and then there was a man who yelled at me. I don't know. That sounds terrible. But if I'm like telling a story and I want to get the listener really involved, I want to make it seem real and present to the listener, I'd be like, so I'm at the store and suddenly this man starts yelling at me, right? I'm using the present simple. It's like I'm describing a picture. That's the way we need to think about it, guys. When you're describing a picture in front of you, this isn't a picture that's happening right now. That's impossible. We did like time travel. I don't know what that is, but it's not possible. We're describing a picture of the past, but you're describing it in the present. Like I see a man, the man is sitting on a stool, whatever. So try to use that to understand the historical present. You're describing a picture.
I love thinking about it like pulling your friend into that situation with you, kind of like time travel, like you said, right? I'm sitting on the bench when this guy comes up, right? It's like you have picked both of you out of time and you've put you on the bench and you are sitting there now, and it pulls them into the story. Like you said, it makes it so interesting. This is a very native thing to do, which means it's a very high scoring thing to do.
Totally, totally. Just remember to be consistent. Don't tell half the story with present simple and half the story with past simple, right? Choose a tense, go with that tense. They're both correct, but you can't mix them up because that loses the meaning, right? It loses the reason for the tense if you mix them up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so let's keep this in mind, guys, and let's hear the next question. Aubrey, can you read the next question?
All right. Thank you guys so much for all the perfect lessons and tips. I have a question. Ooh. Yes. Well, you're welcome.
Perfect lessons.
There are occasions
that
we use present tense to talk about the past. For example, we say, I heard you can't come to my party. Or when we change the tense to describe an exciting event. Is it okay if we do this in speaking and general writing task one, or is it considered grammatically wrong? That's a really good question, because I can imagine some listeners out there hearing us describing this and wondering like, okay, but is this really informal? Is this slang? Or is it grammatically correct?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So here's what's weird about this. I think there might be a misunderstanding on the part of this student regarding that first sentence. I heard you can't come to my party. Heard is past simple, right? Because this person heard this news in the past. Now can, that's present simple, but it's describing the future. Right? I heard you can't come to my party. The party didn't happen in the past. The party isn't happening right now. This party is in the future. So why is the speaker using present simple? Right? It's not, the person is not saying, I heard you will not be able to come to my party. I heard you are not going to come be able to come to my party. Like,
right.
Like if you hear it that way, now you can understand why. We often use the present to talk about the future, right? Does that make sense to you?
Yes,
using
and
the
I
present?
Can understand the misunderstanding here, because you'll often hear teachers say, and we say, just like we did a second ago, pick one tense and stick to it, right?
Right.
We're saying use the historical present or the past simple, both are correct, but stick to it. And what we mean is when you're speaking about the past, if you're picking one of those two ways to do it, you have to stick with it. But you will see in sentences just like this one, the past and the present simple because what you're talking about is different. You're talking about the past when you heard this said, and you're talking about the present that someone cannot come to your party. So two tenses will definitely be in the same sentence, and it's totally grammatically accurate. The tense has to match the time for what you're talking about.
Yeah, totally. And you know, we shouldn't be so strict as to say, like, this is only talking about future ability to attend this party, right? Like, sure, it's a fact, like, it's a fact now and in the future, like, I'm not able to, right? Like,
right.
That's right. Not going to change. So that's another reason why the present simple makes sense. But the main reason, guys, why that's the present can is because we're lazy when we're talking. We don't want to say, in the future, I will not have the ability to attend your party. I mean, come on. That's weird. So in speaking, totally normal. Now, here's what's important for you guys. Can you use the historical present, like we've been talking about? Can you use that to describe the past in speaking and writing? So speaking part two, yes, right? But like we said, stick to it. Choose a tense and stick to it, okay? So yeah, totally. But I would not use it in writing because you're missing that whole tone and the examiner might think that you're just messing up, right? If I can't see your face, if I can't see that you're telling a story to me, then I'm going to think it's a grammar mistake, okay? So this historical present, it is reserved for spoken stories when the whole motivation is to engage your audience in what you're saying. So this is a very like physical, like present thing to use.
Yes, exactly. If you try to imagine using it on like a writing task too and say like, it all starts when government something, something like, no, this is so weird.
That'd be weird.
It's such a conversational structure that you would not use it in your essays.
Yeah, totally. So guys, if you have any grammar questions, you can write us support@allearsenglish.com. And remember, we made a free IELTS quiz for you. It is available right now, guys. Anytime you are hearing this podcast, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take a very short IELTS quiz, guys. Get your estimated IELTS band score. Guys, this is all free. You can do this in like 5 minutes. Find out what you would get on the exam. And then also, we give you resources for free based on that score. So guys, check out the free IELTS quiz and resources, allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right, sweet. Aubrey, I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks for nerding out about grammar with me today. My favorite.
Anytime. Anytime.
See you tomorrow. Aubrey.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.